After 4 decades resettling refugees in Western Washington, International Rescue Committee Executive Director Bob Johnson has stepped down. He's helped tens of thousands of refugees who have come to our region seeking safety after their lives were upended in other countries. Bob Johnson told KUOW's Bill Radke what the refugee community looked like in Seattle when he first started out.
I came up here in 1977, and there wasn't much for the refugee community yet. It just kind of started, mostly Vietnamese in those days, a few Cambodians and a few Laotians. So it was a very small community. There were few Vietnamese that were here prior to the end of the war. So many of the new ones had kind of worked in with the existing community. And many people that lived through that period remember that Governor Dan Evans was the one that sort of said Washington State is going to jump into this, where Governor Brown in California said, we don't want anything to do with it. So we had a group of Vietnamese that Governor Evans brought to Washington State, and then other refugees, mostly from Camp Pendleton in California, kind of followed. And so the agencies like International Rescue Committee kind of came in after the fact by about a year. And then we were kind of assigned to our refugees that had kind of come through us at Camp Pendleton but had moved to Washington State. And so we had a kind of a caseload that arrived before us, if you will.
And how have you seen that refugee picture change over the 40 years?
Well, it's actually changed, you know, almost every year to a certain extent. I mean, there are patterns we go through where new groups come in and then they'll be active for maybe 5-6 years and then they'll begin to fade out and a new group comes in. So I've been through them all, and we kind of phased into some of the first Ethiopians back in the late 80s or beginning of the 80s, and then we moved into sort of the end of the Cold War with the Eastern Europeans and some from the Soviet Union, and then we moved into the first group of Africans or larger groups like the Somalis, and then we, you know, Middle East refugees. We've had a new group now of Central Americans, and so it kind of phases in out. Some come back, and I actually am surprised to see that, you know, we still get a few Vietnamese after all these years. And these are the new Vietnamese refugees. They're not really connected to the Vietnam War. They're sort of dissidents under the existing Vietnamese government. But we've had a few at International Rescue Committee in the last couple of years. And I think, you know, nationwide, there have been just a very few. And Seattle happens to be one of those places they've come.
You have talked to so many new refugees to the Puget Sound area. Have you noticed similarities in the first impressions of our area that they tell you about?
I think they're kind of pleasantly surprised, you know, by the sort of the beauty of the area. You know, they're mostly coming from, you know, difficult areas, you know, conflict zones, civil wars, long periods in refugee camps. And so they get here, and at least on a nice day, you know, it's going to be a very welcome experience. And then, you know, after a year or so and getting their feet on the ground, then refugees do start moving out into the same kind of activities that everybody else enjoys. I mean, I remember the Southeast Asians when they first came, all of a sudden they discovered, you know, coastal fishing and clamming and all of those things. It was sort of a natural thing because that was part of their diet where they came from. Many were fishermen. I've seen Bosnian refugees that have discovered fly fishing up in the mountains because that's something they did. I've seen a lot of, you know, volunteering with the Forest Service, I see all sorts of groups out there. And I've actually run into refugee groups hiking on our trails. So it takes a while. I mean, you know, you really have to get rooted first and get over the culture shock of just being here. But after a while, you look around and realize there's a lot of things to do.
We haven't much talked about you yet, Bob. What has it meant for you resettling refugees here for 40 years?
Well, I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I, you know, they, I
Your
guess
dinner parties are huge.
Yeah. And, you know, my experience with ethnic food is pretty wide. I've sampled just about everything. And, you know, the reward really comes from running into the children that arrived with the families back then that are now adults. And they are taking over many of the occupations. You see a lot of Vietnamese in professional positions, you know, doctors and lawyers and, you know, newspaper editorial columnists and that sort of thing. You see that same thing going on with the kids that graduate, you know, magna cum laude from college, going on to Harvard or something. And so, you know, I think overall, that's what I notice. It's not that I get attached to any particular family and stay in touch, you know, there's just too many. But many come back over the years and they'll walk in for an immigration service or some other reason and they'll say, oh, you're still here? And I think I sort of surprised them in that sense that, you know, 20 years later, they're walk in and I'm still there. So I'm sure it's a bit of a shock now if they go into the office and I'm not there after all this time. But yeah, it's one of those I never thought I would be in any one occupation for a long period of time, you know. You know, I'm still volunteering with International Rescue Committee one day a week, and so I'm not totally out of it yet, and actually working on a project in Montana with them too. So I think I'll probably stay in it for quite a while. It's sort of one of those things that you kind of gets into your blood and you really don't know any better, and you know, you want to keep going with it.
How many refugees would you say have been resettled in the Puget Sound area in the 40 years or so you've been at IRC?
Well, I don't know the total number. I think we've kept track mostly of our own, of International Rescue Committee, and we think we're at about 20,000 during that period of time. But that's, you know, when they arrived. You know, many refugees have children shortly after arrival. So if I had to kind of expand the number of generations from that 20,000, it's a pretty large number.
So you've affected a lot of people.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, hopefully positively. I mean, I think the Puget Sound area certainly benefited from that early resettlement. I mean, you think of all the businesses that refugees have started and taxes they're paying and wages they're earning and spending in their communities. You know, I think that there's been a very positive input to the community and to Washington State in general.
So you've helped shape the Puget Sound area. We're talking about tens or arguably hundreds of thousands of people when you think about the ripple effects. Where do you see yourself in that story?
Oh, I think I'm a very small part of that story. I mean, you know, my job has always been to help people get started. After that, it's up to them. So they've done the heavy lifting. I've just done kind of getting them in the door and getting them settled. And, you know, it's rewarding to me and hopefully it benefited them. But I think the fact that they've done the hard work is really what the credit should go to.
International Rescue Committee Executive Director Bob Johnson has stepped down after four decades settling refugees. He talked with Bill Radke.